Welcome back to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Barbera. And in this episode, I wanted to make a public service announcement telling you to beware of the wholesaler. Now, you guys have heard me talk about wholesalers a lot because we love wholesaling, right? We started off as wholesalers, and I think everybody that wants to be successful in real estate needs to start off as a wholesaler. Not should want to, but needs to. Being a wholesaler is an amazing way to learn everything there is to learn about real estate. As a wholesaler, you get to learn about, you know, what the strategies that are working, who the players are in your current market. That means that who are the buy and hold investors, who are the fix and flip investors, who are the big hitters in that market. It helps you understand how the market is doing, what areas of town is good for what type of strategy, where's the market going, is it a flip market, are there a lot of appreciation, is it a buy and hold market, where's that market going, right? And it helps you kind of test out a lot of these theories with very little to no risk on your part. Because you get to test them out through these other investors' experience, right? So you get out there, you find deals, you find leads, you do all this, and then you pass them off to your buy and hold, your fix and flip, your owner finance buyers, and then you see how they handle it, right? So you can learn through that experience. At least that's how it should be. And that's how you should look at real estate investing, and that's how you should look at being a wholesaler. That issue that we're seeing is that because the market is so hot, a lot of people are coming into wholesaling as a way to make easy money. The problem with making easy money as wholesaling is that it is not guaranteed, right? Because it really depends on the quality of deal that you get, on how much you can sell it, who you can sell it to, repeat business and growing your business, right? A lot of these wholesalers, they come in because they need money, so they end up doing shitty deals. They end up getting under contract any property for whatever price the seller wants, because all they want is a contract. And then they go out there and they hope to find a buyer that would pay that price for that contract, right? All while not paying any attention whatsoever as to, was that a good deal? You know, did that make sense? Should I have negotiated better? Should I have done something else? Should I have walked away? Am I selling it to the right investor? Is he going to make money? Are they going to be able to, you know, come back because they like me as an investor? What strategy are they using? Is it working? Did it make sense? They're not learning any of this, and nor do they care. All they care is to make their $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, whatever it may be, profit, because they're just in it for the money. Now, make your money however the hell you want to make your money. I don't care. Where this is for anybody that's dealing with wholesalers. You got to understand this is where they're coming from. You understand? They're just chasing the dollar. They're not chasing understanding, learning, becoming a better investor. Here's the problem with that way is that if you ever at any point decide to become a real investor, because wholesaling is not being a real investor. I don't care what the hell you tell yourself. You don't know what the hell to do. You don't know what a deal looks like because you never structured a deal. All you've done is gotten something under contract for whatever the seller wanted and sold it to somebody else. You never understood whether that was a good contract, whether that was a good price, whether the end buyer did a good decision, was the right buyer, did the right thing. You never learned any of that. So when it comes time for you to do it, you don't know how to. So you stay as a wholesaler. And when the market shifts, it turns, it gets complicated, it gets harder, you stop being this real estate investor you always wanted to be, and you go get a job because you don't know how to make money. You don't know how to grow as an investor. And what I'm seeing, where's this coming from, is this past week, we get a deal from a wholesaler that they say the house is, the price, what was it, like 140, ARV is like 200, and it needs $6,000 in repairs, and it's in a good rental market. So I was like, shit, that sounds way too good to be true, right? We go take a look at the property. I mean, just pulling up to the property, it was already $6,000, way more than $6,000. The driveway was jacked up. The roof was missing shingles, missing patches everywhere. Just that alone, we're like, we already anticipated this because that's just what it is with these wholesalers. So we walked through the property, all said and done. If you wanted to do a rent-ready house, it probably would have taken you closer to from $25,000 to $30,000. If you wanted to flip it, it probably would have been closer to $40,000, $45,000 to flip this house, right? Or $25,000 to $30,000 to get it rental ready. We've done a lot of houses, okay? So, I mean, we feel that we know our shit. We've done a lot of houses. We flipped, renovated, rented successfully. So we feel we know our numbers pretty damn well. So as we were going through this project and everything, I'm just getting more and more pissed because it's like, man, you know, what a waste of time. I reach out to the wholesaler. I'm like, dude, the numbers are way off, right? You're way off on everything. Oh, I never really went to see the property. What the fuck? Like, you disrespect your buyers so much that it's not worth your time to go look at these properties you're pushing. You're too busy. You're an extremely busy wholesaler that you cannot go look at your own damn property. You never laid eyes on it. The AC was 30 years old. I don't even give a damn if it still works right now. It's not, we don't know when the hell that shit is going to blow up. It's 30 years old. And I mean, just that, it's just, it's something that, as you can see, I'm still pissed about it because it's just that level of laziness. They don't care to learn. They don't care to know. They don't care what the buyer's time is worth. They don't care if you know, if it was a waste of your time or if it's a shit deal. They don't care. They don't even pay attention to the deal. All they're doing is like, oh, the seller said this price, so we said yes, and now this is, we want to make $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever it is, so we're going to sell it for that much more. That's just it. That's it. There's no freaking intelligence of any kind going in on this. I mean, these guys are working purely on what the bottom line is for them. Screw everybody else. And that is the shit that's pissing me off. Later that day, after having this discussion with them, I see somebody post on Facebook that they're looking for a property with cosmetic work, you know, very little work and all this as a rental. This same person comments on that, oh, I have one, talking about this house. I'm like, oh my God, you do not have one. We already went over this. Why are you still trying to screw somebody over into this? And why they're doing it? Because they can. They know somebody is going to do even less work than they did and go in and be like, yeah, I could see this being done for maybe $10,000. No, you idiot. You don't know what the hell you're doing. You're not going to do that for $10,000. You understand? Like, it's just not going to happen. So somebody's going to be taken advantage of. And somebody's going to buy that property. Now, that fault does not lie on the wholesaler, in my opinion. That fault lies on the investor for not doing their due diligence, right? So we go back to what I said at the beginning. This is for you who deal with wholesalers. Wholesalers right now, they're in it for the money. They don't care about the business. They don't respect the business. They don't respect you as a buyer. They don't respect the sellers. They don't give a damn. All they care about is making their money. So you're the one that needs to care. You're the one that needs to run your numbers and make sure that it makes sense for you. Don't get forced with this high-pressure sales of like, hurry up because we got all these people. We're accepting bids. We're accepting the highest offer. Whenever somebody tells me we're accepting the highest offer, I'm like, all right, go have fun with it. Because I know there's going to be somebody out there that doesn't know what they're doing. They're going to pay a lot more than I am. You understand? There's always somebody out there. And that was something that when we started as wholesalers, just because somebody would pay more does not mean that we would sell it for more. Because we knew our numbers and we knew what it would take. And we'd rather leave money on the table for them than them come back later or not come back at all because they lost their ass. You understand? Or maybe they get lucky enough and make something. I don't like luck. Luck should not be part of your investment strategy. Ever. You should never make luck part of your investment strategy. And that is precisely what a lot of these investors are doing. What a lot of these investors are betting on is that they get lucky. You have no idea how many calls we're getting from investors in the historic districts of San Antonio asking us to help them finish their projects. And we go and we start running numbers, we're like, everything goes good, you're negative 20 grand. You're negative 30,000 or more. You're losing money because you bought a property that you should have never bought. You're buying houses that are over 100 years old and somebody's telling you only needs 50 grand in work when nothing's been done in the last 100 years. I mean, come on. You understand? Like, these are things that you can't rely on the wholesalers. And I wish wholesalers had more of ethics and everything, but that's just what the market that we're in right now. You know, it calls for anybody and everybody to come in. So just be careful. Run your own numbers. Do your own due diligence. Work with wholesalers that have a good reputation. And by good reputation, I don't mean that they're popular on Facebook. That's not a good reputation. Facebook famous is not reputation. That's just that they put a lot of nonsense that people hit like on. That doesn't make them that knowledgeable or good at wholesalers. What you want to look at is who their investors are. Who are the investors that are continuously buying from them? You understand? Not bought once, but continuously buying from them. Find these people and ask them, interview them. The same way, like if you were to hire somebody, you check their references. It's the same thing with wholesalers. Find the investors they wholesale to and do the work on them. You understand? Because this is a serious business, is what I always tell people. Investing in real estate is a serious business. This is hundreds of thousands of dollars that is going in and being risked at all times. Don't half-ass this just because you have a fear of missing out or just because you want to jump into the market. Be smart. Understand. Do your due diligence. Don't get pushed on high-pressure sales. One thing that I wanted to say is who to really watch out for. Any company that's a wholesale company, watch out for them. All right? I would even go as far as to say don't do business with them, period. Anybody that has more than 2 to 3 people as their their disposition people, because that's what they call them now, their disposition, just be wary of them. You know, be careful. Try to just not do any business with them, period. And this goes to really any wholesale company that is out there. I have yet to meet one that puts out good deals. And this is not to say that they won't occasionally come across a good deal every now and then and put out a good deal. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. But the majority of them, the problem is that in order to maintain a team of wholesalers, because that's what they are, they're not disposition agents or whatever fancy shit they want to use, they're wholesalers. In order to maintain them and for them to make money, you got to literally wholesale anything and everything that comes your way. You understand? And you got to wholesale it for a good margin. What does this mean? Again, this means that the seller is not getting perhaps what they need. Maybe they are, but the buyer's definitely not getting a good deal. And how do I know this? Is I've seen their deals. I continue to see their deals. I see how they push their deals on Facebook, on email, on all this. And every now and then I go back in and I look at their deals and I'm like, all right, let me see what they're doing now. Maybe they changed a little, right? I'm a very big optimist, if you know me. But I go in there and I try to look at their deals. I'm like, what are they pushing out? And I run the numbers and run the risk and everything. I was like, they're still pushing out garbage. You understand? Yes, they make the numbers sound good because they run their numbers and they're like, okay, for this to make sense, it needs to be a $30,000 rehab. That doesn't mean that it is a $30,000 rehab. And then you go to the house and you're like, yeah, I'm closer to the $45,000, $50,000 on this. You understand? And the problem is they didn't get it low enough. They didn't get it on the contract low enough. Or maybe they need a big margin because they need to pay their guys. You understand? So seriously, pretty much 9 out of 10 properties or 19 out of 20 properties that they give you are going to be crap. And we do tight deals. Don't get me wrong. I've done very tight deals. We flip properties that we've only made 10 grand on. And it wasn't because there was a lot of screw-ups. Like, that was pretty much the margin we were looking at. It was just, to us, it's a pipeline thing. We throw deals in the pipeline. You understand? And we make sure of what it's going to generate, right? And we'll do tight deals. I'm fine with doing tight deals. And I still won't take their deals because it's like, this isn't tight. This is negative. Like, yes, maybe 4 or 5 months from now, when I'm done, I might walk away with something. I can't bet on that. You understand? You cannot, again, you cannot make luck part of your investment strategy. And that's exactly what a lot of people are doing. And I see this time and time again. So many of you are losing your ass, are getting taken advantage of, and it is your own fault. I mean, I'm sorry to say, I know it's going to hurt your feelings, but it is your fault. You know, you're rushing into this, you don't know what you're doing, and you're getting taken advantage of. This is why I put out all the content that I put out, why we put out all the information we put out, because I'm trying to help you have a clear path to success. Real estate is an investment, is an amazement, an amazing investment vehicle. It's a great career to choose if it's truly your passion. And you can make a ton of money doing this. I'm not saying you're going to be a millionaire. That should not be your goal. Your goal is just to be comfortable, live good. If you become a millionaire, awesome, right? But this is the kind of business that can generate a nice lifestyle, very comfortable lifestyle that can last generations. But you got to be smart. You got to do your due diligence. And you can't be counting on these people to tell you the truth. You understand? And I hope this sticks and this makes sense. Now, how wholesalers should behave is, I believe, the way that we behaved when we started wholesaling. How is that? We used to go work with the seller, right? Figure out what was the best deal that made sense for them. So a lot of wholesalers, they always say, you know, I present 4 or 5 options. There's never 4 or 5 options. There's really one option. And you present 2 at that time, which is the good option and the terrible option. Because that's really what it is. I mean, it's not a negotiation tactic. It's none of that bullshit. It's literally what works in real estate and what it is. There's always one strategy that makes sense for that deal, which is the strategy that will generate the most income for that seller, and it will still leave a profit for the buyer, right? Whether that's making it a rental, doing a flip, creating a note, whatever that is, there's always one strategy that works the best and a price point that only makes sense, right? So once you figure that out, you get it on the contract. Then you go and you start running your numbers. Okay, it needs this much work, realistic numbers. It needs this much work, it needs all this. These are the values. So here's the ARV. It's let's say the ARVs are from 2 to 210 maybe. Use the 200, don't use the 210, okay? Be conservative, right? Leave some money on the table for them. So use the 200 minus closing costs and everything. A good number to do is 10% of closing costs and all this nonsense that they may have. 10 to 15%, but 10% is pretty good. It'll keep you in there. So minus 10%, minus the purchase price. Now you have what's left is your repair budget plus their profit. And now profit, let's say it's a flip, right? 20 to 30 grand, I think is a decent profit that you can leave somebody. So then you see what's left for repairs, right? And then whatever's left after that is pretty much what's left for your wholesale fee. That could be 10 grand, that could be 20 grand, it could be $500. Whatever that number is, that's the number. That's it. Don't fight it. Don't be like, I got another wholesaler that sent us a deal. He says, these were word for word. Hey, I know the deal sucks, but I need to make 5 grand. What do you think? I'm like, why do you need to make 5 grand? Well, because that's what I want to make. I was like, well, you're going to make what you're going to make, period. Like, where's this 5 grand come from? You understand? Like, excuse me, I've been sick. Where's this 5 grand come from? Where's this expectation that you need to make a certain amount? Get rid of that. You don't need to make any certain amount. You just need to connect the seller with the right buyer, make sure everybody's happy. Because then if that happens, you get to create a good business off of that. You understand? Because now that buyer becomes a great buyer for you. And usually those buyers tell their friends about you. You understand? That's easy marketing to get more buyers in your pool, and they're already selling you for them to them. And that sell is much easier than any sell you're going to do, because they're already, they got somebody they trust telling them, hey, you should buy from this person. Your credibility goes up, your availability goes up, and then you can find some buyers that when you interview them or you talk to them, as you should do with every buyer, they'll tell you, yeah, I'm fine with 15 grand, or I'm fine with 20, or I'm fine with a little less equity, or I'm fine with a little less cash flow. Now you can start playing with your wholesale fee a little better. Now you can say, okay, well, they're happy with this, so you know, maybe let me break the difference, and that way I can make a little more money, right? But again, the point is not for you to sustain a lifestyle wholesaling. The point is for you to be wholesaling enough so you learn, get credibility, learn who the players are, so then you can elevate yourself to that next level. And that next level is flipping houses, owning some rentals, creating some notes, maybe eventually getting into new builds, maybe branching off into commercial, is becoming a full-fledged real estate investor. You understand? Putting real estate investor on your Instagram when you're a wholesaler does not make you a real estate investor, okay? Being a wholesaler does not make you a real estate investor. You're not investing in shit. You're not buying anything. You're not doing anything. All you're doing is connecting people, which is not bad, but don't kid yourself. You're not there yet, but you can be if you make the right decisions. So I hope this helps. Again, it was a rant, but it needed to be done. I'm seeing this time and time again, and it's just getting very aggravating. You understand? So I'm seeing people put out properties that I'm telling them is in a flood zone, and it's a lot, and they can't sell it, and they go ahead and put it on Facebook anyway because, you know, other people may not realize that it's in a flood zone. I mean, it's very unethical. It's very shitty work, but you as the investor need to do your own due diligence. And if you're not sure, if you're, you know, reach out to investors, reach out to us. We'll help you analyze a deal. We'll help you analyze a wholesaler. We know a lot of them, and we know the really shitty ones. You understand? So if you have somebody you're working with, you're not sure, let us know, reach out to us. If you're in San Antonio, if you're somewhere else, figure it out. go networking, figure out who the right people are, but just be aware of them. They do exist. This is the market that we're in. It is what it is. Just be smart. So I hope you guys enjoyed this and stay tuned for the next episode. I appreciate you guys. If you subscribe to our YouTube channel, hit some likes, let us know, you know, give us some love. It really helps, and it helps us understand what you guys are liking or not liking. So again, share this, subscribe, and I'll catch you guys on the next one.